Welcome. This is John Martinka with the Getting the Deal Done podcast series. And my special guest today is Robert Schaefer with Cerebro Capital. And just so you can check them out, it is CEREBROCapital.com. Robert is a part of their capital markets team. And that gives me a great first question, Robert. Tell us a little bit about Cerebro Capital and what the capital markets team does.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me, John. It's great to be here. Cerebro Capital is an online marketplace for business owners and business buyers, anyone who's looking for financing for their business. We're here to connect them with the debt capital markets, and we give them a few things in the process. First is access to a dedicated capital markets team to help coach them through the financing process, the team that I sit on. Second is access to a network of over 1,500 bank and non-bank lenders, both the banks that they might know and have relationships with, but also the non-bank lenders that they may never have heard of. And then finally, our technology that marries both sides together. We bring the right lenders to the table. We help streamline the financing process, manage the diligence requests, and make for the most efficient path to a successful closing.
Okay. How do you know what the right lender is for a particular borrower? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great question. Our lender network, we have collected the very detailed, what we call deal criteria for each one of these lenders. So we know what they're looking for in a financing opportunity. We know how they underwrite. We know what their sensitivities are. More importantly, what it is that they provide that sets them apart from other lenders. And then similarly, on the borrower side, we've collected the loan application that we gather for every request that we take out to market. We have the information about the profile of the financing request, and we can match that with the data that we have from our lenders and bring the right targeted lenders into the transaction the first time. So whereas business owners might have been calling banks, calling lenders one by one in the past, we're here to bring them all the right people to the table very quickly.
Okay. So you got this market of lenders and borrowers. Let's talk about the different kinds of loans that are out there. And for certain situations, you've got the SBA, and then you've got non-SBA conventional loans, as they're known, and then asset-based loans. Mm-hmm. Give us a little overview of what's going on with all three of those, if you would.
Yeah, sure thing. You know, despite the turbulence of the last 2 to 3 months in the bank sector, we've still seen lots of lending appetite in SBA and asset-based loans. Lenders are still deploying capital through their SBA programs as aggressively as ever, and deals with really strong collateral profiles in the asset-based space, both working capital facilities, AR and inventory-based working capital facilities, and also businesses looking to finance fixed asset purchases, buying real estate, buying equipment, with that strong collateral in addition to strong credit profiles of the borrowing businesses. Those are deals that are still getting done. On the conventional side, banks are a little more cautious than we've seen them recently. Deals are getting a little additional scrutiny right now, a little bit slower as a result, but more so banks being cautious rather than full risk off and tightening lending considerably.
Okay, so a little more thoroughness, would you say?
I'd agree, yeah. Yeah. It's not that these deals are facing major headwinds from banks outside of SBA or ABL programs. It's more so that the scrutiny is a little bit higher. Quality deals are still getting done, albeit just a little bit slower than they had before.
Yeah, and I always tell people buying a business that, and sellers also, you want the bank to be thorough. You want the bank to do a good job of underwriting. We've seen what happens when they don't, and you want that good bank on your team. So, what makes a good client for you, Robert?
Our lenders, they specialize, they offer loans anywhere from 1 million to 100 million in amount. As I mentioned, the size of our lender network, we have options for all kinds of borrowers, whether it's an M&A transaction, business that needs a working capital facility, needs a slug of growth capital to make investments. Our borrowers are all across the country and in a variety of industries. The benefit of having a capital markets team and folks that have been lenders, folks that are former bankers, former lenders, we're always happy to talk to a borrower about their financing needs. So, determining what makes a good borrower, we're always happy to have that conversation. But the depth and breadth of our lender network, our capabilities are very, very broad.
So what I heard there, in the we'll call it in the background was, some of the value you provide to your clients is not just matching them with lenders, but it's the counseling. It's maybe it's asking the questions they need asked so that you can recommend the right lender.
Exactly. That's an important point. The same way that you're helping folks transition out and find a business to buy, we're giving them that same level of coaching for the financing side of
Now, are you is you when I say you, I mean collectively the company doing any kind of analysis on business on the business, whether it's for an acquisition or just ongoing needs, before you take it to the lender, or do they do all that?
Our first step is what we call our loan assessment, where we'll take a look at the package that a borrower has for their transaction. We'll set up some time on the phone. We'll ask questions from our review, and we'll give them kind of that candid feedback that that's helpful before they go out to market. So we'll talk to them about the strengths and weaknesses of the deal. What we're seeing in the market for similar transactions, help arm them with as much information as we can before they go out to market. And so that way, if there's anything that they need to adjust, whether they need to make some changes to an LOI or some things on the target business that they might not have identified before, we're here to put that set of capital markets eyes on the transaction and arm them with some more information.
Okay. So you mentioned the turbulence of the banking industry over the last few months. We've also had the acceleration of interest rates over the last year and a half. How tell us how has that affected things for you, and where does Cerebral Capital see interest rates going over the next 6, 12, 24 months?
Our expectation is that rates will continue to rise, albeit slower than they have in the past. The Fed Open Market Committee released their notes yesterday that the tone was still pretty hawkish, and it sounds like there are still rate increases to come. As far as the impact on the commercial lending markets, certainly rates have gone up there as well. Lenders are still being aggressive, though, in the instances that warrant it. We've seen high-quality deals get very aggressive term sheets relative to the rest of the market. And so while the cost of funds, cost of capital has gone up broadly, lenders are still deploying capital and borrowers are still in need of it.
And so, as you look at those borrowers, you mentioned before a wide range of 1 to 100 million lending. What's your sweet spot?
Our average borrower is looking for typically $2 to $15 million. Again, average. I say that there's always outliers. We've worked on very large transactions, and we've helped small businesses as well. We want to make sure that we're providing value to every borrower that can benefit from transparency in the debt capital markets. Again, our sweet spot as far as transactions, SBA and ABL, We've seen pricing gone up. Pricing has gone up, certainly. But the quality deals, the really quality deals, lenders are still able to stay pretty sharp relative to market. And one of the benefits that we provide as a dedicated outsourced capital markets team for our borrowers is we're here to negotiate terms on their behalf. So when we have proposals with terms that are out of market, we're not only running a competitive process where we bring multiple lenders in, but we're also here to push back on terms that are out of market and help them negotiate for the sharpest deal.
Okay. All right. So we refer to the buy sell market, and you know, with your sweet spot of 2 to 15, you're talking the, you know, the small business to the lower middle market for the most part in there. What are you seeing in that market? What kind of deals are you seeing, the quality, the quantity, over the last three, let's say this year?
Yeah, deal flow remains strong. Deal flow remains strong. We've seen activity in M&A. It's been a little bit bumpy. There's been much more scrutiny on valuations given the cost of capital right now and the cost of financing. Valuations are scrutinized a little bit more carefully. ABL requests, the deal flow there has still been strong. Right now, a lot of businesses interested in investing in fixed assets. We've seen a lot of real estate equipment finance requests come through. The activity has been has still been strong. You know, despite some of the headlines, I think the expectation is that we will head into a recessionary environment at some point this year. But so far, activity is still very strong in the areas that we focus on as a platform.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. Anything else you'd like to cover to get out about what you do and how you do it?
No, I'd say you know, we're always we were founded by a former commercial lender who saw the opacity of the debt capital markets and wanted to bring transparency to small businesses in the middle market. And so that's what we've built as a platform. We've built a place where companies can go to not only find financing, but better understand what the options are out there and whether or not they have a good deal. All the data, all the lenders, the hundreds of term sheets that we see every year, we can very, very quickly and very easily benchmark a company's terms and tell them, hey, this is, you know, you've got a good deal here, or we think these things could be improved, and these are the types of lenders we have that can improve upon them. So not only for folks who are business owners who are looking to buy a business, but also folks with credit facilities in place already that want to understand what the rest of the market might look like.
Okay. So you as a member of the capital markets team, what keeps you enthused and getting up with a smile on your face every day?
It's a great question. I grew up in a family business. I've always been very passionate about small business. I've helped friends start small businesses of their own. I've had small businesses of my own. It's really just helping the small business community. On our capital markets team, I specialize in our SBA lending and our small ABL transactions. So getting to work with folks that started the business or folks that bought a business that was long established. I love the passion that small business owners have. And I know when you and I have talked before, you do it for the same reasons, helping folks enjoy that journey of entrepreneurship. And here at Cerebro, we've got that thread of entrepreneurial spirit that helps guide us.
So what you just said is great, and but you not well, I shouldn't say but, I should say and. You triggered enough something specific about the type of loans. Well, if we look at the SBA loans, there are some people can't do an SBA loan. Maybe they have too much liquidity or something like that. Is what is the market these days for conventional loans that mimic the SBA, where they're cash flow lenders? You know, you don't need full collateral like an asset-based loan. And other things. What are you seeing in that market?
The parameters have tightened a little bit. Conventional lenders typically want to see a little more equity coming in. They want to see a little more skin in the game from buyers. They also the importance of the PG is greater than ever. Lenders want to see strong PGs from the management team. Those types of enhancements have helped boost borrower profiles and credit profiles and help get deals done.
And just for those who aren't familiar with it, PG is personal guarantee. And yes, you do see them. And I'm amazed with all the people who say, well, I want to buy a business, but I don't want to put up any collateral or make a personal guarantee. And it's, well, you want the bank to bet on you and you won't, which is a line I learned from a former bank president. But I do know a client, non-transaction client. It's an engineering firm. And yes, the CEO personally guarantees their line of credit. So Robert, I appreciate your being here. I did mean to end on the part about what what keeps you going and smiling in this, but then you said something that triggered the conventional loan thing. So why don't we finish up by you giving your direct contact information for people?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is CerebroCapital, CEREBRO capital.com. We have all kinds of contact information there where you can connect with us, our capital markets team. We're always happy to jump on the phone, talk to you a little bit about your business and your financing needs. And on the website as well, we've got some great case studies, some great market intelligence. As I mentioned, the reach that we have into the capital markets, the debt capital markets, the commercial lending and banking space. We want to bring that information out to business owners and folks looking to buy businesses. So you'll find all of that on our website. It's cerebrocapital.com.
And your direct phone number is on there, I take it?
Yes, you'll have there's contact information for all of us on our website. That's all found there.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you for joining me today.
John, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.